Hi. Welcome to the fourth part of Artificial Intelligence Interview Questions and Answers. This podcast can help you to get hired in the field of AI. Question 61. What does ensemble learning involve? Answer. Ensemble learning is a computational approach that combines classifiers or experts in a strategic manner to enhance the performance of a model. It is utilized to improve various aspects such as classification, prediction, and function approximation. Question 62. Outline the steps in the machine learning process. Answer. Following are the steps involved in machine learning process. Data collection. Data preparation. Selection of an appropriate model. Training the dataset. Evaluation. Parameter tuning. Making predictions. Question 63. Define a hash table. Answer. A hash table is a data structure used to create an associative array, commonly employed for efficient database indexing. Question 64. What are the components of relational evaluation techniques? Answer. Following are the components of relational evaluation techniques. Data acquisition. Ground truth acquisition. Cross-validation technique. Query type. Scoring metric. Significance test. Question 65. How do we differentiate between model accuracy and model performance? Answer. Model accuracy is a subset of model performance and is determined by the algorithm's performance. Model performance, on the other hand, is evaluated based on the datasets provided as inputs to the algorithm. Question 66. Explain the concept of F1 score. Answer. F1 score is a measure of a model's performance and represents the weighted average of precision and recall. It takes into consideration both false positive and false negative values. Question 67. What are some applications of machine learning? Answer. Image, speech, and face detection. Bioinformatics. Market segmentation. Manufacturing and inventory management. Fraud detection, among others. Question 68. Can you name three techniques for feature selection in machine learning? Answer. Three techniques for feature selection in machine learning are as follow. Univariate selection. Feature importance. Correlation matrix with heat map. Question 69. What is the purpose of a recommendation system? Answer. A recommendation system, an information filtering system, is designed to predict user preferences based on their browsing or system usage patterns. Question 70. Which methods can be used to reduce dimensionality? Answer. Dimensionality reduction refers to the process of reducing the number of random variables. Techniques such as missing values ratio, low variance filter, high correlation filter, random forest, and principal component analysis, PCA, can be employed to diminish dimensionality. Question 71. Enumerate different methods for sequential supervised learning. Answer. Sliding window methods. Recurrent sliding window methods. Hidden Markov models. Maximum entropy Markov models. Conditional random fields. Graph transformer networks. Question 72. What is the bias variance trade-off? Answer. The bias variance trade-off refers to the connection between the bias error and variance in a predictive model. Bias measures the average deviation of predicted values from the actual values, while variance quantifies the variability of predictions for the same observation. A high bias model underperforms, while a high variance model overfits the data. Question 73. What is the definition of TensorFlow? Answer. TensorFlow is an open-source machine learning library that provides a flexible and efficient platform to build complex algorithms. It is a low-level toolkit that allows users to create and customize experimental learning architectures to achieve desired outcomes. Question 74. How can TensorFlow be installed? Answer. It's essential to have Python installed on your machine in order to install TensorFlow. The recommended Python version to start with when installing TensorFlow is 3.4 or later. To install TensorFlow in Windows, take into account the steps below. Step 1. Verify the installed Python version. Step 2. To install TensorFlow in the system, a user can choose any method. Both pip and anaconda are suggested. Python modules can be installed and run with the command pip. We first need to set up the Anaconda framework on our machine before installing TensorFlow. Check in the command prompt with the conda command after the installation has been successful. Step 3. Run the following command to start the TensorFlow installation. Conda create. Name TensorFlow Python equals 3.5. It downloads the necessary packages needed for TensorFlow setup. Step 4. It is crucial to turn on the TensorFlow module after a successful environmental setup. Activate TensorFlow Step 5. To install TensorFlow on the system, use pip. The installation command is listed below. Pip install TensorFlow and pip install TensorFlow GPU. Question 75. What are the different TensorFlow objects? Answer. Constants. Variables. Placeholder. Graph. Session. Question 76. Explain the concept of a cost function. Answer. A cost function is a scalar function used to quantify the error or loss of a neural network. It measures the discrepancy between predicted outputs and actual outputs. A lower value of the cost function indicates better performance of the neural network. For example, if the input image in the MNIST dataset is a digit 2 but the neural network predicts it as a 3, the cost function will be high. Question 77. List various activation neurons or functions. Answer. Linear neuron. Binary threshold neuron. Stochastic binary neuron. Sigmoid neuron. 10H function. Rectified linear unit, ReLU. Question 78. What are the hyperparameters of an artificial neural network, ANN? Answer. Learning rate. Determines how quickly the network learns its parameters. Momentum. A parameter that aids in escaping local minima and smoothing the gradient descent process. Number of epochs. The number of times the entire training dataset is passed through the network during training. Increasing the number of epochs may lead to overfitting if the validation accuracy starts to decrease while the training accuracy increases. Question 79. Define dropouts. Answer. Dropout is a technique used to prevent overfitting in neural networks. It involves randomly deactivating a percentage of units or neurons in a network during training. This encourages the network to rely on multiple pathways and reduces co-adaptation, similar to the natural reproduction process where distinct genes are combined in offspring. Question 80. What is LSTM, long short-term memory? Answer. LSTM, or long short-term memory, is a type of recurrent neural network, RNN, architecture that addresses the challenge of capturing long-term dependencies in sequential data. It uses a memory cell and various gates to selectively remember or forget information, allowing it to retain relevant information over long periods while filtering out noise. Thank you for listening to our podcast.